traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is fucking bullshit. This is the thing.
PETA's putting straws in turtles' nose?
100%. All marketing. Shout out to Robbie Slowick, man. He thought of this idea. I'm telling you, it's all bullshit. How many animals do we need? Let's talk about that. How many total animals do we need? We need all of them?
Spencer, I'm just going to wait. I'm not saying anything. This is all you know.
We need all the animals.
Protect the fucking animals, Spencer.
Why? Why do we need them all?
Mike's in the zone right now.
I'm done.
What are you doing?
Logan had posted a great
Speaking of the zone, what about DAZN? And what's going on with this fight, huh?
Hold on.
Did you like that? That was pretty good. That was pretty freaking good.
Hold on a second.
That was good, dude.
You're rushing right into the fight.
I'm sorry. I'm
excited.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. That's a fact, and we know that. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button for me. Yeah, the fight. The KSI fight.
That's a thing now.
It is officially confirmed. We can finally talk about it. We've been biting our tongues for the past like 2 weeks now. November 9th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. I will be putting on a show and beating the shit out of my arch nemesis.
Damn,
KJJ Colantonji.
Yeah.
Daisy.
Dude, did you ever imagine growing up in Ohio you'd be selling out the Staples Center?
No, man. No,
that's actually
this is
nuts.
It's where my life gets weird because boxing. Yeah. I never thought I'd be a professional boxer. By the way, no head guards this fight.
Yeah,
no head guards. 10-ounce gloves. Last fight was 12-ounce gloves, and literally registered as a professional fighter. So
I think the only reason KSI didn't go down last fight is because of the headgear.
Yeah, he got lucky because
he said vice versa in his video today. Can we talk about that a little bit too?
Yeah, we should.
Logan put out a classic LP SmackDown video, which by the way,
excellent.
Thank you. You said it because I was going to get off Logan's dick.
I mean, it's a very well shot, solid video. It's a classic troll. Like if y'all haven't noticed, we've been on a troll wave lately.
Yeah,
because it's fun. It's fun to fuck around. And then
it had a token bum in it.
Mike played the hobo.
But yep. So we put this out, and I remember when we were making it, the whole time I was thinking, gee, I really hope he doesn't come out and go the professional route and just like not talk
KSI?
Yeah, I'm like, I hope he doesn't come out and have like some sit down video in a boxing room where he's talking about strategy and shit.
Had an overhead light. Had probably shot it at about 8 p.m. It was dark outside in the corner of a ring.
Way to D dinner. Really? Super classy.
I'm not subscribed to him.
Went the opposite way we did. And it kind of just fucking made everything boring, bro. Like, he's like, I'm going to pound his head in and he's going to feel my fist break every bone in his face. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying, bro?
Yeah.
He's taking it. He's acting so serious, but I see through it. The kid's an actor. A shitty one, but he is an actor, and I admire his confidence. Like, I'm proud of you, JJ. I really am.
I am not letting him walk into this with, because, yo, straight up, bro, like, there are a lot of people around that are just like, what the fuck is this kid? Why is he even going to step in the ring with LP? I don't care how fucking small or dumb or fat the opponent is. I'm not letting this kid walk in with a head like that, bro.
Me?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you do, but there are other people in the camp that would like you to believe that this is going to be like a walk-in knockout.
No, I think it's going to be a sick fight. It's going to be disgusting. Yeah. It's going to be the biggest sporting event of the year. And by no means am I sitting here way overconfident.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you've already had a fight with him.
Exactly.
And the kid can fight.
And he can take hits. And most of all, he's got heart. And I've said that. I've acknowledged it. I just think when it comes to like talking about the game plan and about the attitude and everything, I'd rather make a troll video because at the end of the day, bro, I'm going to do the best I possibly fucking can and work the hardest that I can, which historically in my life has led to very, very good things and a lot of positive outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to show more of the training, do you think, this time around? Since I know last time that was kind of something you wanted to hide. Are there still things
you
that
still do, right?
You got up your sleeve?
Yeah, I mean, so last time it was like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was a YouTuber trying to become a boxer, which is very hard to do in 3 months.
Yeah.
We managed to pull it off. I remember the last week right before the fight, I found the jab finally. I was like, oh my God, this is like this is what the jab is supposed to do. Finally, it was like one punch that I could use. And now I've become a fully fledged, completed, vetted boxer. And quite literally, I'm now a professional boxer. I've been training for the past year. You know this, guys. I could have taken the year off. I could have went on a SoundCloud rapper music tour.
It's just crazy to be back in this...
shit talking.
For the camp, to be back in the like swing of it. Because I just remember like when we're making content, when we're doing podcasts, and we have big guests, which by the way, we've got some... huge guest this week.
Yeah, man.
Massive.
Yeah.
And like I said last week, I'm like, yo, we have a controversial guest. We put out yesterday's episode, which if you haven't seen it, was quite controversial. I know we were talking about it a lot.
Yeah,
but that wasn't the controversial guest. That wasn't him. We've got like one of the most controversial guests ever. Almost as big as Alex Jones.
Can we,
I don't want to. Right. I don't know if anybody else wants to.
Nah, just stay tuned. Yes. Stay tuned for Friday's episode.
But what I was going to say was like all this stuff's fun and there's always like anticipation. We're amped up for shit. But this fight, dude, like when I saw those promo videos come out today and I thought back to what it was like on press conference one, press conference two, all the documentary shit leading into it. And most of all, fight night. Man, I haven't even not even being in the fight, but just being in the camp around him. I haven't felt that type of energy.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's coming up quick.
So quick.
Two months.
That's wild.
Press conference is when?
September 14th here in LA.
Next week. Like a week and a half.
And there's another one in London, I believe. So we're gonna have to fly there.
We gotta go back there. Yeah, yeah. Is he gonna put it in his like warehouse again that he gets for five bucks an hour?
Where only they know the entrance like and exit routes, and we don't get any of that information to share with our security team.
Where in LA is it? I got an idea.
I think it's at that. It's next to the Staples Center. Okay. I think.
Let's do it in the middle of Compton.
Oh, okay. At Watts Empowerment Center.
Oh,
on our turf. At
that's
the
actually probably way safer. Way cool. Safer than where it was in London.
But yeah, it's big. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be on DAZN, an app called DAZN. It's like the Netflix for combat sports. Eddie Hearn's promoting it. He's the biggest boxing promoter in the world. I also believe he's coming on this podcast. To talk about it, which is going to be cool.
It's insane, right, man. You're securing bags.
Well, bro, I mean, fuck, dog. Everyone thought I was going broke, but I guess not.
I don't think anyone thought you were, except for you joking.
No,
about
bro,
it.
I got hit up, and people were like, why would you say you're going broke? I was like, I don't know. I like to fuck around.
Was it KSI that hit you up,
or was it Batman?
Christian Bale.
No.
I heard you were going.
Broke. No. Jake did. Our fugitive friend Connor Blakely hit me up. He's like, I can't believe you said this. Why did you say
he watches every episode? He's gonna see that.
He goes, it's a bad look. I'm like, bad look, bro. How can I get any like worse? Like I can only improve from here.
Shout out Connor Blakely. Keep your head up.
And also get out of prison, bro, and stop running from the
Shut
law.
Up.
Oh my God. I'm curious. We'll talk about it after.
Look. I was on Twitter today, bro. Logan Paul trending in the United States, not from a controversy. This felt great. Yeah, felt great.
That's big news.
Yeah, man. This fight is super exciting. Excited to see all this come to fruition.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Speaking of coming to fruition, what about boners?
Oh,
just because
vascular transition.
A vascular
transition. I try to keep the transition short and not very long, you know, and veiny.
Right, correct.
Man, do we
No, no, not that. Not that one. I was just talking, like, do we need like a lead in for the thing?
For what thing?
Is it the wrong sponsor? Fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're trying to give me a transition for the sponsor? Oh.
To Blue Chip.
Well, I appreciate the attempted alley-oop.
Yeah,
we've seen this in the NBA. Yeah. They throw the ball up and no one goes and gets it.
Not in my house. No.
Hey, no problem. So, yeah, the fight's going to be sick. And then after that, horrible vascular transition.
Fuck.
Trying to think. You went to a chain smokers party, which sort of has to do with boners. Yes.
Yes. I went to the chain smokers party yesterday. It was at probably like around $100 million house up in Bel Air in the height of Beverly Hills. Found out about it just a couple days ago. And this was like one of those super protected parties, like high A-list. How I got in, I have no idea.
Well, the night shift's taken off.
Well, easy. But
you are the co-host of the number one podcast in the world. Yeah. Bro, you got clout.
An A- is an A.
That's true. But let's say it was C, okay? I had a friend who actually threw the event. And so he got me in or whatever. And I went there and boy, he was going to come, but he's not been feeling well. And so he rested instead. And I went there and it was packed with stars. I was just feet away from Jared Leto. He was just rocking a big sombrero. And by the way, this guy is just not on the same planet as us. By the way, great actor. One of my favorites, just a great guy, but he was in outer fucking space, dude.
Really?
I feel like a lot of actors are.
Yeah.
Like that's why they're such great actors. Mm-hmm. A lot of actors I've met, and I've said this before, are just fucking weird, dude. Like imagine being able to hop into another person's body and truly be them.
Yeah.
You're no longer pretending. If you're like a true actor, you're not pretending you're being. And so that doesn't surprise me.
Any great artist is like that in a sense. Like they're just different.
Actors specifically.
But it brought out like all the DJs were there. Obviously Diplo was there just being Diplo, you know.
Good old Wes.
Hanging around all those girls. And then I saw, one thing I saw there also was the Tana Mongeau.
Oh, my brother's wife.
Jake must have been
he wasn't, and I saw her, and by the way, looking like a complete and utter fucking snack, okay? But dressed in all black, a utter departure from the last time I saw her walking down the aisle in all white, and I looked at her, and all I could see on her was the face of someone who was saying, "Where is my dear husband?"
Yeah, that's just sorrow.
Just sorrow, and just downtrodden and sullen, and I went up to her, and I said, Miss Mongeau or Mrs. Paul, you know, how are you? And she said, life is good. But there was just a twinkle of sadness in her eye. Dude.
Oh, man.
You hate to see it.
But she was there. And by the way, she looked great. Shout out Tana Mongeau Tana Paul.
Wait, but I thought you said she couldn't get in the party because
I was going to leave that fucking part out. Okay. Out of respect. She had a little bit of trouble getting in because she, by the way, showed up fashionably late because she is both fashionable and late.
Yeah.
And so she showed up quite late to the party. And I said to my guy at the gate, Brandon, you have Tana Mongeau outside the gate. And he said, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I don't give a fuck who's outside.
Well, you said her name wrong.
Oh, is that why?
The last name.
No,
he said it's Tana Mongeau.
He said even Tana if it was Madonna, even Madonna, like he's like, yo, she's got to stay. The party's over.
Oh, shit.
So, but shout out Tana.
So did you have any extracurricular activities after this party of excitement?
I mean, there's a lot. I don't know what we're trying to unload exactly, but
you explained to me how there's hey, our guest is here. How you doing? We're gonna bring him on in a second. But you explained to me how there's a difference between you're having recently between long-term girlfriend.
Oh yeah. So I've been trying to. So I've been hanging out with Emily Willis lately. She's become just I've had this infatuation with another, I would consider A-list porn star, and so I've been working through this dilemma in two things that I want in life. One is a long-term girlfriend, and the other is to continue having intercourse with adult film stars.
Right.
So I had an interview with Adam22 that's going to be coming out on the Night Shift this week, and he made the idea that potentially I wife up a porn star.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Now hear me out. I know it seems a little fucking weird, dude, okay? Because...
it's just a little strange.
So yeah.
She's the queen of Black Draw.
She is. She's become very big on Black
Draw. Bro, how many stepbrothers can one girl have?
And the queen of stepbrothers. And so, yeah, like, would it be a little weird watching my wife get gangbanged? Potentially. But it's the only thing I could think of. And, Mom, I know you're watching this. I apologize. But at least I'm thinking about settling down.
Yeah,
no, you're looking in all the wrong places, Mark.
Yeah.
You didn't say that to Emily Willis last night.
What did I say? I asked her last night, I said, hey, would you, if Mike wanted to wife you up, leave the porn game? And she said,
hell no. She loves it. Cause she's 19. She's got Ed Adam said on the
show.
She's
19.
How crazy.
Sorry, 20.
How crazy is that?
Adam said on the show yesterday, her head is still filled with the optimistic porn mentality.
What
she basically, I think he's saying that she is in that really fruitful time where she, where porn is everything. And like she doesn't really care about anything else outside.
What age does her skin become like a lizard's?
I still can't understand this. You bring this up when we talk about Riley too.
It's sorry to all my porn star and stripper audience members.
Oh, they get like hard, scaly skin?
Porn stars and strippers, dude. Something happens. I think around like 25 where their skin becomes evidently amphibic. Yeah, man.
They just turn into reptiles.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have any science behind why that happens?
I think, bro.
If you have that much sex, you turn into a lizard, dude.
Think about it.
It doesn't need to be science. It is a fact.
What if you spend so much time like going to Erewhon and getting ice cream and shit like that, and then like later on you have to be a chameleon and change into a porn star. So they get so used to swapping skin that they quite literally lizardize.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
You see all the lizards running around? Yeah. Those all used to be people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, look it up. It's messed up, dude.
We got a sponsor today. Guys, it's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. I'm trying to go to the first game, by the way. The one thing that hasn't changed is where I'm putting my money down on all the games. My bookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. They have better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you got to do is pick the NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool.
Wow.
Yeah, you did a sponsor.
Fucking A, dude. I was going to take over halfway through the read because I know all the talking points.
Yeah.
Pick your top five teams every week. Climb the leaderboard against the spread. Use promo code.
Logan. Of
Logan at mybookie.ag, which you can.
.ag?
Yeah, I don't know where they got that from.
I don't know. They
URL
gave me something
from.
Else.
Oh, what'd you get? You got that.
Visit mybookie online today. That's mybookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Logan when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
Nice.
You can find it. Google it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Shout out Dave Portnoy.
Woo! Damn. You're just pulling all the punches. All right, guys, let's bring on our guest. You've seen him on MTV's Guy Code. His latest comedy special, the Crowd Work Special, is on YouTube now where you can catch him giving zero fucks about political correctness. It's Andrew Schulz.
Let's fucking go.
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hey, good to see you, man.
How you doing?
There he is.
Hey, so Andrew, where are you from, man? You from New York?
I'm from New York. Yeah, born and raised.
Let's fucking go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so yeah. Mike's kind of from New York. He's from Connecticut.
From Stanford? Okay.
Yeah. I know, it's weird.
I don't know much.
But you know I'm not fucking from one of the 5 boroughs, all right? Because a lot of times what happens is people come on the show and I don't know where they're from and I'm like, oh yeah, what's good? I'm from New York. And they're like, oh yeah? Well, where the fuck from? And I'm like, oh shit.
You present like you're from New York.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, you have like a Brooklyn vibe to you.
I met you.
Where
did
we meet?
I think it was a place called Bauhaus.
On 14th?
Yep.
Yeah, at 3 Wong's spot.
Joint.
Yeah,
3:30 in the fucking morning. And I said, I know that dude. And it was the classic, like, you came in. I think you were probably boozing. And I was fucked. And so it was the classic, like, caveman meeting. I'm like, hey, man, huge fan. And you're like, oh, man, cool, dude. And I'm like, yo, can I get a pic? And we took a shitty-ass blurry pic. I couldn't find it.
Oh, man.
Good. And that was it. I never thought we'd reunite on the Impulsive Show.
Dude, I love what you guys are doing, man. I've been watching.
Man. Thanks, man.
I dig it.
Yeah, we get wild here.
This is good. This porn star conversation cracked me up. I was sitting there.
Let's get back to it.
Amphibious skin. I mean, we don't have to rehash, but it did like conjure up some feelings because we had this porn star on my podcast, and she said something very interesting. She said 80% of porn income is from like getting paid to fuck guys.
As opposed to?
Yeah.
Doing the videos. Oh, I mean like being like a prostitute.
Oh, like escort or prop.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she said that the videos are billboards. That's advertising.
That is.
You don't make any real money doing that shit. 80% is just going to Dubai, getting shit on.
Yo, how true is that?
Yeah, I believe it because a couple things. One, Riley noted at that a little bit. And by the way,
is your girl really a?
It's not my girl. No, okay. I've been spending time together.
You're a little defensive there. He's catching feels.
No,
dude.
Bro, it's not my girl. She's cute. Yeah, I mean, she's cute, bro.
Is it like? Okay, what's up with that? How's that? What's it like meeting her dad? Like from her?
I don't fucking know. Here's the deal.
No.
Mom, I'm so sorry.
You guys meet them together?
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Would you ever date a porn star?
Yeah, why not? I don't know. No.
You saw me trying to be open mind. I tried to be. I like tried to front like it was okay. No. Yeah. Bro, I'm judgmental,
you
though.
Can't. You
I won't
can't.
Date a girl for second toes longer than her first. Same. I'm like that, too. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Evan's feet are like that. My same with my dad's. Yeah. And I shun him for that reason.
Yeah, I think even one of my feet is like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you're a hypocrite, too?
Yeah, like I don't want you to have things I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally fine with like that.
What are some other like double standards or maybe human bodily dysfunctional type things that you have?
That I have? Yeah. I've got a super hairy ass. I don't like women to be hairy.
I've curved chicks over moles a lot of times.
Where's the mole?
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Face moles, I've got like a basic size that you can't really go over.
Thickness like circumference?
Girth, yeah, circumference. Yeah.
Now we're talking. Yeah. I like these kind of combos.
And so once you start to approach like a 14 millimeter on the
you go
size.
Metric?
Yeah, dude, because
hold
I mean,
on,
I tried
that's
to
huge.
Use
that's, right? That's big. Montreal. That's big. We're talking a camera lens
what
here.
What I meant to say was 1.4 millimeter. Okay. I apologize. The porn stars have worked on my measurements.
Mole?
The porn stars have affected my ability to measure properly.
That's
okay.
Because
I always overestimate my measurement because I'm trying to compete.
Yeah.
But dude, like once you hit that 1.4 millimeter, and then if you get below the neck,
yeah.
I'll go a little bit bigger, but I know there's this one. I don't want to talk about the one girl.
Because she's gonna watch this show, and every girl with I think moles are cute.
Yeah,
moles
are cute.
Mole right here.
Yeah, got a little one on your nose right now.
I have one on my nose, but it's under the realm.
I had a blood vessel that was popped.
Oh yeah.
You ever have one of these, and the doctor has to like laser it off?
Yeah,
And then now I'm kind of suffering, and then the face rashes. I didn't wear a Band-Aid on my face today. I normally do.
You're looking good, man.
Thanks, bro.
The beard's
just
really helping
it out, bro.
Nah, yeah, I feel you. Yo, did you see Dave Chappelle's new comedy?
Yes,
special?
I did.
Can we talk about this?
Of course, please.
All right. So
thoughts.
Thoughts.
Wait, can you context a little bit for the people?
Sure,
who haven't seen
sure,
it?
Sure. Okay. If you haven't seen Dave Chappelle's new comedy special, I mean, he's been known to be controversial and say things that shock people to get reactions. But this last one.
Sticks and stones, baby.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Sticks and stones. Yeah.
Love it. Heavy F-bombs. Heavy F-bombs.
But moreover, shots at everybody. School. It talks about school shooters in a joking light, which I mean, insane. He's got a lot of gender. He considers LGBTQ the alphabet of people.
Yeah, a lot of transvestite jokes. There was
white heroin addicts, gun ownership. I mean, he hits basically everything, there's been a lot of feedback, a lot of blowback on him doing stuff sheerly because he was pushing buttons and throwing those sticks and stones.
Not real people. Like the people that are upset about this, they're not real people. Like we got to stop giving them so much attention. Mm. I mean, like he had a very poignant, brilliant, hilarious comedy special and we all laughed and enjoyed it. And there's like five fat chicks with short hair on the internet that are upset about it. And they write a blog and then we act like that's everybody that's on the internet, but it's not everybody that's on the internet. So it's like, stop. The one thing that annoyed me about the special is that he started it by doing that like juxtaposition, like I'm gonna do an impression. But the impression, which was, okay, who am I? You know, you're canceled. You're this, you're that. Yeah. And then they start saying Trump, whatever. Like, no, I'm you. It's the worst doing comedy, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, no, Dave, like you perform for arenas every weekend and people love your comedy. I mean, like I tour around the world. I'm doing these theaters and nobody is like that. This is the small, little, tiny part of the internet that we give so much fucking weight to because these companies are so afraid. So it's like you can't fucking give any credence to that at all.
Was there a time where you gave those people weight? Because you're not by any means politically correct at all, though. I'm saying the first joke that you made that offended people, I'm sure you got backlash. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? heed to them at all?
No.
Why not?
Because I had nothing to lose. Mm. Like, when I started doing stuff on, you know, YouTube and like social media, it was because no comedy network wanted to fuck with me. So I just came to this conclusion, like, there's nothing for me to lose. I either put my shit out because I know it's funny, and or I just quit comedy. Like, I guess that, those were the options. So I was like, these are the jokes I want to talk about. If I want to talk about trannies, I'll talk about trannies. If I want to talk about Trump grabbing pussy and why he should be able to do that, then I'll do that. Like, whatever the joke was for me, because for me, it was always about the joke. Like, I'm not one of these comics that, like, we have these hilarious comics that, like, and it's really funny. Like, we let people come to America and then they make millions of dollars, like, shitting on America. Mm. Like, it's the most hilarious thing. It's like, under the guise of, like, we're helping you. Yeah. It's like, you guys have countries, go help them. you know what I mean? Like, not helping us, but, like, it's just this hilarious thing that you could just go and whatever. Point is, I don't care about the politics of it. I care about the jokes.
Mm. Right.
It's just funny. And I think Chappelle's in a different, you know, ballgame where, like, everything he says has a little bit more weight and means shit. But me, I want to make jokes, man.
Were there any points in this one where it crossed? I got on the phone with my mom to talk about it because she watched it.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, she watched an NPR special on it. Because as you know, everybody, and yes.
Why do we need to think so much? It's too much fucking think pieces, bro.
Were there any times he crossed the line?
No. Is my question. In my opinion, you can't cross the line in comedy. It's like,
ever?
No. Damn. You cannot cross the line. If it's funny or if you're going for the joke, you know, like, I think, what was it, Patrice O'Neill? You guys know who Patrice is? Mm. Patrice O'Neill is the best, in my opinion, the best ever. And like, his whole philosophy was like, an unfunny joke and a funny joke start from the same place. The goal is always to make you laugh. Yeah. Like, if you want us to not tell the joke, don't laugh at all. Right?
Right.
Like, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy.
Yeah.
Right? That's what people miss. It's like, if I tell a joke and you're booing, I got something.
Yeah.
I haven't made it funny yet.
Yeah.
But I got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got you.
Because you got a feeling.
I gave a feeling happened. Right. Now I'm going to make it silly enough and then we can have fun.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I'm looking for, is the reaction. If you just sit there and give me no reaction, every comic, I swear to God, will go, I need to punch that up.
Mm. Yeah. I need to get that a little bit better. What about if a joke is, so you're saying it's impossible to cross the line, but what if a joke is not a joke and it's just not funny? I remember there was that one female comic a while back, maybe like a month ago, and she was making fun of XXX.
Oh yeah, Dina Hashem.
Yeah,
I remember that too.
Did, like, I fucking hated that. Did that still works for you?
Yeah, it was a good joke.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all, man.
It was a good joke, and I spoke to X, like, but you know, I would DM X a little bit.
Mm.
Yep.
And I still thought it was a good joke because it had nothing to do with X. Like, what I hated is when people tried to justify the joke by X's life, right? Like, oh, he did these things and he was accused of, you know, beating us. It doesn't matter what he did or didn't do. The joke is about Venmo.
Mm.
Yeah. It has nothing to do. It's like, the joke was, what was it? You know, I was watching, you know, I heard about the story about XXX, you know, Tentacion. He brought $50,000 to go buy a car and he was killed and robbed. And he's like, if that isn't the best example of Venmo or commercial for
promotion
Venmo,
or advertisement,
whatever it is, you know what I mean? And she's just doing like a misdirect. But the point is, it's a joke, right? It's nothing, it's not going to bring X back. It's not going to keep X dead. Like, these are the jokes.
Yeah.
And jokes are not for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if we can have Holocaust jokes, could have 9/11 jokes.
I just think, I don't know what, because like, you're right, jokes are not for everyone. And I am like, I'm a very open-minded person, but that one just fucking struck me the wrong way.
Because you probably really love X.
I think it comes down to, like, I like what you said about action, right? If you don't like the joke, don't laugh. And I think if you don't like, if somebody really crossed your line, which I'm sure it crossed a lot of people's line, because that's, you know, a figure of our generation, then she's going to not have people tuning into her next special. So I think the best way you can, I guess, cancel somebody or, you know, just hate somebody apathy. Is to not give them your view. Don't give them your eyeballs.
Because I didn't know who she was before that. So
now she's famous.
Yeah.
I think the biggest lesson out of it is, if you don't like it, don't watch it. There was a part of the
thing you got to miss it here is, like, everybody thinks their feelings matter. Like, your feelings don't mean shit. Yours don't mean shit. Mine don't mean shit. Yours don't mean shit. Like, we were raised in this weird time where if we complained about, like, our teachers, right, our parents would go, oh, let's get those teachers fired. And then it got in our heads that, like, when we complain, it means anything. It's the stupidest idea ever. You can feel shitty about something. That's okay. And you hold on to that shit. That's life.
You know what I mean? I
remember when he was making jokes. Because like my biggest thing is I went into it trying. I'm like, let me experiment with this. Let me find a way to get offended by it. Right. And I watched the whole episode. And there is a long chunk of it where he goes into heroin addicted whites.
Yeah.
And that hits home for me because I spent 10 years as a fucking opiate addict.
Right. Mm.
There was not
one. Was it like Oxy?
Oxy and heroin.
Yeah.
There was not one still, yeah, like dope. But there was not one point of watching him talk about women jumping out of garbage cans, strung out on heroin, like that I was like, yo, that hurt my feelings.
Right.
It not one point. And I'm like, yo, by the way, like there may have been parts where, like, where I was like, damn, that one was I almost felt bad laughing at certain parts, like even a little bit. But there was never a point where I was like, he went too far. I'm going to go activate on this now and protect the sanctity of the heroin addicted community on this one.
Yeah.
Because, yo, like, to your point, it's just the easiest way to put it is just we have just gotten so tangled up in, like, I am very hurt right now.
Yeah.
And someone has to pay for it.
And it never works, though. Did it cause you to reflect in any way? I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean,
like, on what you went through.
No, it didn't really bring me. It just felt like, yo, like the good thing I think he did that protected him in a lot of ways in this show was he took shots at everybody.
Yeah.
There was very few protected groups that could have said like, yo, you came at us, but not them. Like he just went at everybody. And so it's hard for one group to come out and be like, oh, well, you said this about us. And then they're like, well, he said it about us too. Are we all going to stop watching them or all flip out together? Like, where's the unity of the cancel culture? It's always one group who's pissed off at a time.
Well, everybody's competing for victimhood.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
It's a close call. Yeah. I think the blacks got it. I think the blacks are on top.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, who else? Who would you think?
Well, who did the hierarchy of victimhood? You can find it. I don't know.
You think the trans are on top?
Not. Fuck. I can't speak.
Oh, but
why not?
Nah.
You get in trouble?
Can you give him context on the last episode?
We were just talking about how I was trending on Twitter, not because of a controversy.
Controversy. If I answer your question, trust. There will be a million tweets about whatever I say next.
Do you feel comfortable pulling up the hierarchy at least, or is that not something we should show?
What, a victimhood hierarchy?
Yeah, I mean, it does exist. It's worth. We can talk through.
Who cares? I'll be honest. This is why I put out the crowd work special.
It's definitely not. I don't think it's something like that. It would just be an image. Talk to me.
Yeah. Why?
For what reason? Like, I got probably the most diverse audience in comedy. And the point of it was there was just too much fucking thinking. Everything was a thought piece about some shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Popeyes puts out a chicken sandwich and there's like these think pieces about it. And it was just too much, right? And basically what I did is I have this crowd and this Indians and blacks and fucking white chicks and all these different religions, whatever. And I just roast them one by one. And it's shot in a way where you see them laughing at it. And it's like, you can't be offended on behalf of someone who's laughing at themselves.
Mm.
And the whole point was, we can laugh at ourselves. This idea, like, we don't have a sense of humor is nonsense.
Yeah.
All we do with our friends all day is make the worst possible jokes, right? And the second we're being recorded, all of a sudden we have to be like these pious, moral, like, human beings. It's
so, so interesting.
Just show people laughing. Don't tell them what to do. Just show it and everybody falls in line. That's always been my philosophy.
You do a lot of crowd work on stage. Has there ever been blowback from any of your bits?
One guy, because he murdered somebody. He was in jail for a while. And like,
oh, shit.
And then it was just like, I didn't know. And then we were going.
You didn't
going
know that
at,
he had murdered someone?
I think I knew. I put it together like when he said
what was the joke?
It wasn't even a joke. I was just talking to him. He's like, well, when you're in jail for 8 years or whatever like that. And then I was like, well, what were you in jail? We were trying to figure it out. And I put the clip out and it started to fucking go. It was out for a few hours at like 500,000. And then I got like an email from the guy like, hey, you didn't ask my permission.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say that, but it was like, this ain't worth it.
he's like, you didn't ask for my permission and then put the squirt gun emoji.
Right.
Like, he didn't, hey.
But you didn't ask the guy that you killed permission to do that. Yeah. So I don't feel that bad.
What if he did?
True.
Yeah.
Sign this NDA.
Did you take down that clip?
Yeah, I took down the clip.
Oh, shit. So if your life is in danger, you'll buckle?
Only if I don't have a like a signed thing. So okay. Now we put a thing on all the doors at the comedy
like
clubs.
You're being filmed?
You're being filmed, so it's already...
Do
you're
you
walking
do phone in the bag for your shows?
Videotape. I think phone in the bag is whack. Like, I want you to take a picture or take a video
people
of the
are
show.
Doing that?
Oh, it's a big, that's it's a massive thing? In comedy right now because people are so scared. They're scared for their lives. I mean, literally, like, it is
it's
affecting.
More about your material. It's like Louis just keeps getting leaked and it takes so long. It takes so long to develop an hour and then some guy records the whole thing and then uploads it to YouTube.
Yeah.
That would piss me off because that's your livelihood. Like, I can't tour if I don't have the hour of material that I'm touring with.
Right.
Right. And if you leak that, like, that's fucked up.
What'd you think about the Louis bit in Chappelle's shit?
Oh, what did he say about I forgot it. He was
one of the only people that got in trouble for jerking off in
their
own bed.
The Louis thing is absurd. It's like, he asked permission. What do you want? He asked. If he asks, how much more can you do?
Yeah.
Can I jerk off in front of you? Okay. What else do you want? Can you tell me? You're sitting your daughter down, right? And you're sitting your daughter down. What do you tell her with guys? You say, no means no.
Yep, of course.
Right? Yes means yes, no means no. Right? You tell your daughter that. She's in a room. Can I jerk off? No means no. Yes. Guy jerks off.
I, dude,
you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a weird thing and he's ugly. If Zac Efron was whacking off in front of people, it wouldn't be a big deal, right? Any of you guys could whack off in front of girls and it would be cute as fuck.
I don't know about him.
Dude,
I don't know about him.
Yes, you could. You could whack off, right? Your girl would be fine with it. Bro. She'd be used to it.
She's like, yeah.
Nah, but yo,
I love it.
Oh, come on,
this
bro.
Is like
it's absurd.
It's like,
you know, they it was planned, that attack? There was a New York Times who was like reaching out to girls for months. Some reporter was trying to find girls because they heard the rumors. So they were trying to dig up the story.
I bet that happens a lot.
It was targeted.
It's what happens with college athletes a lot.
Oh my
I know
God,
from my school, when I was at Michigan State, there was a guy named Keith Mumphrey. And he got his NFL chances down the shitter. He couldn't go to the NFL because a girl came after him and said, you know, she was in the Me Too stuff. Years go by. Literally, I just saw the article that it got solved. The university had to pay him $750,000 and her $250,000 just to settle it and walk away because his NFL chances were just shot because of this. The university kicked him off the football team because of sexual misconduct.
Why did they pay him? Was she lying?
She was lying.
Oh, that's what.
And the university took action on something that wasn't true. That's common, man. There's a lot of athletes that are getting slammed by that. Time.
And you know what, really? What the real shit with Louis is? And then, look, I can't confirm none of this, but like, what did Louis start doing kind of before this all bubbled up, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, now you talking, boy. Oh, now you talking. Out of nowhere, he produces his own sitcom, right? Cuts out everybody. He fronts the money. He does all that kind of shit, right? He's producing. He has his own ticketing service. Yep. He has his own email list. He's blasting everybody. He's editing everything himself. He's shooting all his own shit. Once you start cutting motherfuckers out that used to make money on you and probably used to, you know, squash things and used to keep things quiet, right? Once you cut them out, they're like, oh, wait, you're not going to go make all that money.
It's almost like they make an example of you. So other people that are like, oh, you thinking about acting up right now? We just did this to whoever and fuck the shit, you know? Yeah.
It's a control game.
It's like, I'll protect you and I'll keep all these, you know, voices quiet and I'll keep these girls from like coming out about shit as long as I'm making millions of dollars on you.
Yeah. This one seems like a bit of a reach.
It could be.
It
could be.
Who is that?
I'm not gonna put it out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know exactly for sure.
Because you don't want to get smacked.
It's not even me getting smacked. Is it? That's just what I'm just doing math. I'm not even a conspiracy guy. I'm just saying the moment the most powerful guy in entertainment starts to pull his shit back and set an example that hey, you can do this on your own. You really don't need any of these motherfuckers. I mean, it's like what you guys are doing. Right, it's really no different.
I think it's more like Ninja, to be honest. Ninja with him switching over to Mixer,
Ninja's got a daddy, right? His daddy is Mixer or Adidas or whoever new thing is, right? He's got to abide by those rules.
He's not bouncing completely.
What about Vitaly? Like Vitaly kind of did that.
He has, but
he's protected.
He's protected, but here's why.
What is this
because
guy?
Because he came out beating up strangers in the street. And having what was this prank back in the day?
He pretended to be a zombie. Dude.
Whatever,
he
beat
up strangers.
Same difference.
He's a prankster on YouTube that just hopped platforms. He does his own app called Vitaly Uncensored, where it's like a sexual prank.
Hybrid.
I
want to
say porn. Yeah, it's like a weird hybrid where it's uncensored, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's converted a really, really large audience. Subscription service, by the way. So he's making bank.
Genius.
Like bank, by the way.
Data.
We heard some numbers. And
which we don't know what's what. But what I was getting at is when he started, even as Zombies or Beating Up Stranger, whatever the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
When he started, he was
huge difference.
It's all the fucking same. What do zombies do?
They beat up strangers.
They beat up fucking strangers. Okay.
That's a good point.
All right, exactly. Yeah, it's all full circle.
Eat them.
But listen, what he's built a platform on.
How has
is
anybody ever gotten caught by a zombie?
Yo,
they're so good. Boggles my mind.
Yeah. I, unless they're
inherently slow.
The I Am Legend zombies, those boys are quick.
No. You know why? Persistence. Let's say you have the slow zombies.
Yeah.
Persistence. Persistence is key.
Yeah, it's the Jason shit or whatever, like the slow. Who would follow you? Was it Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
And he was so
Jason,
slow, but also so slow. He could morph from spot to spot.
Well, you have to sleep, bro. Yeah. Zombies, like, they ain't about that 6 to 8 hours. Right.
No, they're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow and steady.
It's
wins
a marathon.
The race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah. The I Am Legend one is.
They're
is
quick.
They're quick. Yeah.
And they
yeah.
can, like,
yeah.
climb on each other and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's good. Tough.
They function like an ant community. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
It's because it's New York. That was just all the black and Puerto Ricans. All these zombies were taking place in, like, fucking Michigan. Those are fat white people chasing each other around.
That'd be extra
fat,
slow.
Fat zombies. Anyways.
Yeah.
So the cancelers, are they?
Dude, no one gets canceled anymore. Like, who actually gets canceled?
The people that are trying to make it happen.
What about Harvey got canceled.
That's a crime.
That's a crime.
But is he in jail?
He's gonna be.
No, he's not.
You don't think so?
No.
He's got too much money.
He's not going to jail. They all dropped the case, right? I think every one of them dropped the case.
He just paid everybody
he's
off.
He's not going to jail. No one gets canceled. What's the name of the company still? The Weinstein Company.
The Weinstein Group.
Yeah, but didn't they file for bankruptcy?
No.
I thought
not the Weinstein Company.
I thought they did.
I thought they were going to get bought. Wasn't Jay-Z thinking about buying it?
Spencer's looking all this shit up right now.
The last person to get canceled was...
I think a trial will be delayed until January.
Yeah, but Kathy was broke before
The last person to be successfully canceled was like Christopher Columbus, bro.
Like, Columbus.
Way back, dude. The Italians got pissed, bro.
Was it the Italians?
I don't remember.
I'm saying this.
It could have been just the liberals. I don't know.
Here's why I think, like, let's say Weinstein, who, by the way, like, I think might be a bad example because he did
some bad
criminal acts.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he is 100%. And definitely canceled because what else is he going to do? Let's say he doesn't go to jail. What does Harvey Weinstein do? Does he buy a ranch in Oklahoma?
Do you know what he does? The same thing he all...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Always has done, which was just sat on his ass while other people made
finance.
Movies.
Finance.
Nothing changes. Dude, the one guy that got canceled was the guy who came out as gay from House of Cards. Kevin Spacey.
Spacey got smoked. Yeah, Spacey
I think
smoked.
He's the only guy. Is he coming back?
Let's go.
I did see some stuff of him.
Hold on a second. I'm going to stop short of rooting for him because didn't he get canceled for molesting little boys or some shit?
I think the kid was like 18 or something like that.
I don't know if I want to root for him.
What about Jussie Smollett?
Dude, I saw Jussie having fucking eggs. At Lafayette.
Nah, not
in
eggs.
New York City. Eggs. The guy was having eggs. At Lafayette. I took a picture of it. At Lafayette in New York.
Like scrambled eggs? Fried?
No. Nice fried?
Like nice fried eggs.
Is there a nice way to fry your eggs?
I don't know. I was just like,
welcome to the city, country mouse.
Why is everyone so jumping on everyone about their word?
My mammy used to fry my eggs real nice.
I don't know. He could have been in the dumps and had to go down to scramble, right?
We're talking about Juicy Smollett here, bro. He don't go down to the fucking dumps for shit, bro.
Even he didn't get canceled.
Right? Well, by the way, what does canceled mean?
Means that's you're a done. You're out the game.
But,
it's over.
But Harvey Weinstein, he gets canceled. Nah. He still, bro, he just sets up a new LLC in someone else's name and fun shit.
That's it.
Is he really canceled?
Hey, question.
Damn. Here we go.
Do you think you could have guessed that Harvey Weinstein was doing all those things before he got accused of them? Like, when I see pictures of Harvey, it just seems so obvious to me.
You've been in L.A., right? Yeah. You've been in L.A. for a little bit, right?
You've been
out here operating in this world, and you've been creating content that people like and enjoy, right? You think that you could get your dick sucked to have a girl in a YouTube video?
Do I think I could?
Do you think a girl would suck your dick to be in one of your vlogs?
It cringes me to even answer this question. The answer is
because
obviously
it's
yes. Yes, obviously yes.
And you get an Oscar at the end of it.
So why
it's like,
but also like,
well, hold on a sec. Well, the biggest thing is necessity here. The reason why that would never happen is because obviously he would never have to do that based on his personality. And same for me, based on personality and everything outside of it. Was that why Weinstein had to use his power? Because he looks like a meatball?
No, not because he looks like it. It has nothing to do with looks. I think nothing. I think
you don't think,
dude. We've seen ugly motherfuckers have bad bitches forever.
Yeah, but like, they're probably balling.
Women don't care about the way men look. That means nothing, right? Like, it's an added bonus. But the reality is if you're great at what you do, you're gonna get laid.
He's not. Just to give it some context, too. He's not even losing a fifth of his net worth from all that.
Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Bands.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you sure?
Yeah, his net worth is between 240 and 300 million.
He's chilling, dude. And by the way, even if he loses two fifths, who gives a fuck? He still got 200
million. To come away from what he has with that, I think from what I pull from it, just from a completely different viewpoint, is it's more about the karma, bro. Like, if you're really damaging that many people's life
in
trajectory,
the next life, a plant is going to come on Harvey
Weinstein.
You're
going to be a plant, bro. You're going to be the plant. And someone's going to come on you, dog. You're not even a human. You just have to be a dirty plant.
He's going
to
have a shitty next life. That's fair. I just think the funny thing about these things, like the whole thing with me too, the whole movement, like, it's always like 50-year-old chicks, right? These like 50-year-old actress chicks that are coming out and they're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
And it's because, of course you are, because you're not getting the auditions anymore. Like, Margot Robbie ain't saying shit because she enjoys getting all the roles in Hollywood, okay? Mm-hmm. I guarantee some director has said some wild shit to Margot, but she's like, you know what? I'll put up with that because I'm getting $20 million to do this movie with Will Smith. When you're 50 and nobody's answering the phone calls and you used to suck dick to get the auditions and you're like, I used to suck this motherfucker's dick to get audition and now I can't even get a call back? I think you raped me. That's what I think the game is.
By the way, the other thing with all this is I think people think that watch from the outside that this was this this massive explosive story that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Everybody in that fucking circle knew exactly what was going on for all the years leading into it. Every girl that hung out at those parties knew what Harvey Weinstein did. And by the way, I want to put this out there because I think it's important to say, we talked about campus sex assault. We've talked about Me Too. We've talked a lot of things here. Don't even watching this for a second think we're taking anything away from the importance of those movements to protect actual victims. Because like we talked about, and by the way, I don't even know if anyone would infer that, but I'm just saying,
why
like,
would they?
They will.
But that,
because they will, because it goes right back to the where we started this podcast of people looking for any possible way to jump on somebody.
Yeah, but they're the reason why those voices are silenced. Like, when you cry wolf, right? That's what this, a lot of this shit is the boy who cried wolf. And then there are other people who are really getting eaten by a wolf and nobody's listening because there's all these boys who cried wolf and nothing really happened.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to cut this shit out. You got to cut out these stupid stories so that when we hear, like right now, if a girl goes, this guy Me Too'd me, you know, 90% of people in society are going to go, well, what really happened?
Yeah.
Did you know? We don't even believe it anymore because there's been so much bullshit. Mm. That's the danger of the bullshit.
Mm. Yeah,
that's definitely the danger of the misinformation. Yeah. That's why, so it's like, they should get out of here.
How much of it do you think, not to align it with like a left or right or a location again, but I'm going to, how much of it do you think has to do with the fact that the stories about entertainment that get out to the media all come from the bubble that is Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this shit is nonsense, dude. It's like, of course, you just put out whatever narrative you want. Like, you guys saw the Variety article where it's like, Conan O'Brien is bringing back podcast, or like, is making podcasts the shit.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something.
What the fuck?
But like, what that is that's mainstream Hollywood realizing it missed a wave, which was the podcast wave.
Yeah.
And that's their way of trying to like recapture that and reclaim that, right? They're going, oh, we're ahead of this. This is actually ours. Here's the guys you should look at. Mm. They know they're behind.
Unfortunately, them doing that still works because I think he's what, like number three or number four on like most viewed or most listened podcast.
He was when he started.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he still
is. Did he sink down a little bit?
I'm not sure.
I mean, usually you get that initial bump.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
everybody's
absolutely.
Number one when they drop and then you fall back. But
absolutely.
But yeah, this is Hollywood just becoming unhinged. Like
you live here?
No, I live in New York.
Do you like coming to LA?
Yeah, for the comedy. The comedy scene is good out here.
I got you. And is that what you're doing right now?
No, I just came out here to do some podcasts because I had this special drop.
Tight. And you do a lot of, you're like pro bite-sized content versus the hour-long special, yeah?
I think you got to earn the hour.
Okay.
Like, when you first start anything, you don't deserve anybody's hour of attention. Like a stranger walking up to you and saying, hey, can I talk to you for an hour? That's the most absurd notion in the world. Yeah. So it's like, I had to build up to an hour. Like this last one was 35 minutes. The next one will probably be around an hour, something like that. But it took me years of slowly building up that confidence and that patience in me. Yeah.
How long?
I mean, I've been doing it probably coming up on 13 years, but last probably 3 years, I've been doing it in like small bite-sized content.
I heard comedy, stand-up comedy is one of the hardest things to do in entertainment. Is that true?
I haven't done the other shit. It's probably not as hard as his girl's job. That shit seems difficult.
I asked her, literally.
No, that's got to be tough. I mean, is
that's what you get for dating a porn star.
Right? Yeah. So who's the girl? What's her name?
You want to jerk off to her later?
Phone. No, I just want to see what she looks like.
Her name's Emily Willis. I had her on my show. And then also,
what's your show? I'll check out your show.
It's called The Night Shift. It's a porn and culture.
Oh, you're about porn.
I like adult content. I think it's an untapped.
Bro, you're from Brooklyn.
No, he's
dog.
Not. Yo, you're not. He's not about porn. Let me help you here.
Okay, thank
porn.
You. No, go ahead. Help.
He's
me,
not
please.
About porn. He just doesn't shy away from porn.
Yes, that's right. Oh, by the way, hold on. Let me say this.
To be fair though, what percent of Mike's brand is porn? Let's say like 20.
It's like, no, not that much.
20?
No,
maybe he is about porn.
It's
dude.
It's got to be kind of.
I want to put a couple pieces out there.
Yes.
What are you saying? The percentages?
Oh, she says 30.
Damn. I don't. So one thing is this: I don't watch porn.
Smoke show.
Yeah.
Got a little Emily Ratajkowski vibes.
That's why I asked. She's 20 now. When does she turn into
a reptile?
Reptile. Well, wait, she's only 20.
20. So let me say this.
How many
really
porns
quick.
Has she made?
A ton. She's gonna be best newcomer, probably. Dude. She's doing them daily. Right. Let me say this. I don't watch porn.
Yeah.
What I do is so. Here's what's happening.
Tell me more lies.
Let me fucking speak, Andrew. What's happening right now in LA, in the podcast, in the show, and in the YouTube scene is you're starting to see a bleed over of the adult industry into the culture.
Facts.
And so there's a show called No Jumper, Adam 22.
That's my guy.
Adam, right?
Yeah.
So he has started to bring it over. And so I'm honestly just grabbing my surfboard.
So porn stars in real life, they shift your habits when it comes to how to talk to women.
But they haven't.
How so?
For me, they haven't at all.
So they make you think it's much easier to get laid than it really is.
Yeah.
And you start to expect more than 99.9% of women are willing to give.
Yeah, for sure.
For example.
Like
they're just
like it's not good training for finding wifey is what
that's
you're getting
a fact.
At.
No, yeah. I'm just, yeah. Okay, so say you get in this loop where, and by the way, a lot of probably your friends and my friends and my friends probably get caught in this loop.
Yeah.
Where if you
not
if you,
my friends.
If you, well, just I'm talking about celebrities in general.
Okay, got you. Yeah, I'm not.
Where
which
you
I'm
just
not,
you
so.
Just start having sex and hooking up with porn stars over and over and over again, and it's so easy. By the way, like they walk in the front door, you fuck, you eat lunch, you fuck, you watch a movie, and by the way, they're doing crazy shit.
Yeah. Right.
And the first time you take a normal woman on a date,
yeah,
you have to schmooze her a little bit. You have to woo her. You have to win her over. It's not pants down right away.
But don't you enjoy that?
I do. Yeah, for sure. I do. I'm just saying it can get dangerous, especially if like your only goal is
to have sex.
Here's the the one cork I'll put in it, and I made a tweet about it.
Yeah.
I hate to like be the bearer of bad news, but really the only thing separating the adult film stars and the LA club girls are camera rolling in the bedroom. The expectations are the same, are almost the same for the porn stars and the girls I see at the club.
Yeah.
Hang out, meet them, come back to the house, hot tub for 20 minutes. And then it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the expectations when you want to find a wife or a long-term girlfriend are completely different. I understand that. And by the way, my expectations will never change. When I meet a girl that's nice and I meet her at the grocery store, I'm going to say to her, hey, like, by the way, I've had this situation in the past. Yeah, but it'll never change.
You promise you haven't been jaded? You don't think you've been jaded slightly?
I've been jaded on the idea of the sanctity of womanhood a little bit. By the way, that happened before I started hooking up with porn stars because of the sexual culture of New York City and LA. Mm-hmm. It's not just porn stars. It's the average girl that I go, when I go to Tao in New York or when I go to Marquee in New York.
Yeah.
The only difference is there's no camera rolling. Right. I'm very, very, very chill and hands off at 34 years old. If I don't have sex that night, I'm just going to eat buttery toast and watch a Netflix special. I don't care.
You don't need it.
I don't need it at all.
That's important.
Don't need it at all. And that's the other thing that separates you from expectations and from being Harvey Weinstein.
I like what
I don't care. I don't fucking give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
I like what you said about how Pornhub and all these, like, porn is making this transition into modern culture. Did you guys see Pornhub put out the PSA about climate change?
Amazing.
Wait, what?
You got to look this up.
Pull it up. We can show it. Pull up the video. Yeah.
Very interesting.
What's the deal with this? I'm over this climate change.
Oh, shit.
I'm fucking over it.
You're in major trouble. Whoa, dog. Off the site.
Can you guess what came up, bro?
Yeah.
I'll find the link.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Pornhub video launched to raise awareness about plastic pollution.
Yeah, it's that one.
Please play it. You
just made me go to Pornhub, bro. I saw hentai.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you did? Wait, go back.
It's Mike's one time.
What's the deal? What is their concern about the plastic thing?
Well, there's a bunch of plastic in the ocean. So apparently Pornhub wanted to get involved in it and they wanted to, you know, bring some awareness.
Do you guys really care about this environment?
Wait, hold on a second.
Can we fucking talk about, like, how many animals?
Can we watch this video?
Is this it?
Yes. Can you pull the big screen?
At Pornhub, we have a motto.
We don't use plastic.
The dirtier, the better. But even for us, there's a limit.
Oh.
Dirtiest porn ever.
No. That's not the fucking one, dude.
Yeah.
I think it is.
There was a hot second.
Dude, what? Right?
But we got it.
We got the image.
I think we got it. There's a lot of bottles on the beach.
I'm gonna send something. Go ahead.
Is there more?
There's bottles on the beach. There's straws and turtles' noses. You've seen the video.
I don't buy that either. I think that's fake.
What do you mean? Shit. What do you mean?
The straws and the noses.
How you about to say that?
The straws are deep.
How the fuck could you? Okay, my buddy had a joke about it, so I can't take it from him. But the idea of how fast a fucking turtle would have to swim directly into a straw.
No. If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it.
Turtles, known as the slowest fucking animal on the planet.
Not underwater.
Not in the water, bro.
Even in the water. I've seen them. They don't go that fast. They would have to swim.
You haven't seen an Alaskan king spice crab
into a straw.
It's fast, dude.
Into a straw or into a tampon or whatever the fuck they are. And it lodges into their nostril and somehow goes even further. Do you know the chances of that? Have you ever tried to grab something in the water and you go for it and it moves out of the way?
Yeah, it's probably pretty low.
I think they might
eat
it.
It's fake. PETA's doing it.
Wait, what? PETA?
It's PETA.
PETA?
PETA's doing it. It's the Jussie Smollett of animals.
I'm tapping out of this combo.
Dude, wait, I'm telling you, it is fucking bullshit. This is the thing.
PETA's putting straws in turtles' nose?
100%. All marketing. Shout out to Robbie Slowick, man. He thought of this idea. I'm telling you, it's all bullshit. How many animals do we need? Let's talk about that. How many total animals do we need?
We need all of them?
Spencer, I'm just going to wait. I'm not saying anything. This is all you know.
We need all the animals.
Protect the fucking animals, Spencer.
Why? Why do we need them all?
Spencer, tell us.
I think what animals do we need? How many animals do we need, Spencer?
People who know, know. It's more about when you remove, like look up when you take away bees, for example. Bees, when you take those away, it can eliminate like every part.
I don't buy that at all. That they tell you that shit. It doesn't happen.
But it's not.
It doesn't happen.
That's how the first Ice Age started. You can look they lost all the bees.
I gotta protect Spencer on this one a little bit because let's talk about like if somebody says there's gravity and then you drop something and it falls to the ground and you're like, no, I'm not buying the whole gravity thing. He's got some decent proof or reasons to believe.
So here's the thing. People think.
You just said shit that had nothing to do with what the fuck we're talking about. Okay? This is the reality. Like polar bears gotta go. Rhinoceros had a good time. You gotta go.
Oh my god!
It's got a stone growing out of its
head. This is the
thing. It's not meant to be here today.
This is the issue. Okay, so hey, what you're saying? Oh, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
But when we look at the course of history,
yes,
man will always realize how small man is, and what you're saying is man's ego. And you're not the only one that's thought this way throughout culture.
Oh, shit, dude.
Talk to the 500 cities that are 30 or 300 feet underwater and all of their civilizations are dead because of mosquitoes.
I don't believe in them. Aquaman or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Karma always comes back around.
Okay, karma can come back around. I'm cool with that.
You're coming back as an anal bead in the next life, bro.
God bless.
Harvey Weinstein's anal. No, no, it's not.
I don't care. My point is this. We're going so far to save all these animals. You don't care about polar bears. Do you really care about polar bears?
Polar bears are lit.
What do you like? Like seals or polar bears more? Because you can't like them both. You can't like them both. You have the predators and the prey. If we get rid of polar bears, seals are pretty fucking happy.
No, but here's what I think. I think it's a chain reaction of negative shit because there is an ecosystem and there is a balance. Sure, technically, humans don't need polar bears. But what happens when the polar bears are wiped out? There's more seals. What happens when there's an extra amount of seals?
What happens?
I don't know.
Well, exactly.
So we'll deal with that shit when we get there, dog.
What if it's bad?
Well, it's not going to be bad.
Here's what happens when there's extra seals. And walrus. They jump off the mountains.
Yeah.
You seen?
I've seen that. Yeah.
So they jump off the mountains.
You have become.
Look, the dodo bird just walked off and then it was gone. You don't need to be around. If you're walking on mountains, you don't need to be around.
What happens with that mentality?
How many animals you love? You really need.
Dude,
we need
two
animals or three animals total. But how many, which ones you like?
Okay, I'm just saying. Put the animals aside. I'm just saying.
Five animals.
I love sharks are lit. Very
I gotta,
cool.
I gotta go. Sharks of all the five animals.
Have you seen a great white jump out of the water?
I was a bit surprised.
Five animals. And he
have
goes
you seen
to
a great
sharks.
White?
That's the
jump
last
out of
one
the water.
Animal.
The
last you get out of here. Sharks.
Yeah.
Asians don't even eat sharks. Fucking animal. They're useless.
Have you seen a great white shark?
They don't even eat sharks. They eat everything. They eat jellyfish. They don't eat sharks.
The last time
I'll proudly defend it. Have you seen a great white shark jump out of the water?
Yeah, you know how
that's
high
the most
gets?
Badass
you
animal on the face
gets?
Of the earth.
He
I
gets
love that
a
thing.
Foot out of the
I love
water.
That. Oh,
have you watched a WNBA game? They
look it up.
That
pull
high.
It up.
He has the
pull
vertical of a WNBA player. Okay?
You're about to get schooled.
Sharks, beat it.
Pull it up,
sharks
Logan.
Sharks gotta go.
I'm not, pull up the image,
I'm
Logan.
I'm surprised you chose sharks, bro. I'm
dude,
not gonna.
Who gives
a shit about the sharks?
Okay, number two, because this is gonna get really weird.
Can I say one thing on one really quick? The last time I saw a shark, he was tearing apart a victim on a family vacation I was on in Cape Cod.
See
what?
Ripping because they eat humans' legs.
And then he went
and
into
you
a
protected
the,
and I PTSD because of that.
Okay.
Dude, the first time I ever did an oxy was because I couldn't get the
you
image
guys, that's what I'm
of
saying.
Fucking
are you guys
shark
trying to
ripping
cancel
Ole Miss
me for
Winter's
what,
leg
for what
off.
Shark I like?
We're
trying to cancel
sharks.
Me?
It, okay. Next, what is this? Okay, look how
okay,
high
that's
he gets.
Not that high. That's not that impressive.
This fat fuck couldn't even get off the ground. You see that? That's what you like? Because his mouth
there's
came
way
out of the
more
water?
Impressive photos, all right? There's way more impressive photos.
What a dick. What a fucking dick.
Oh, they surf?
Dude, they bite
they do.
Surfers
that's pretty
and
badass.
Shit. Look at this.
Look at that.
Look what a stupid animal.
I'm surprised you chose
what a stupid animal, dude.
What's number
that's
two?
Honestly, it's just a thing. That, what's number
first
two?
Thing that let's came go, to my mind? That's the dumbest animal I've ever seen. Go.
Oh, shit, dude.
Go, let's
go another one.
No, I'm like scared again.
Why would you not say dogs
point
first?
Dog yeah, is dog's number gotta
one
be number
dog's
one.
Number dog's number one.
Dude, we've fucking mated them for years, so they're just complete bitches. All they do is just sit in front of us. They do whatever we tell them.
Okay.
They roll over. That's a good animal.
It's a good animal.
Okay, number two.
But you're trying to hold me to some societal standard, okay?
Holy shit.
I get to pick what animals I like.
I don't
right,
even,
dog?
Okay, go.
I like.
So you like shark? Go.
Yeah.
We're going to find some karma.
I'm going to keep it general. Birds. Birds are sick.
Fuck, dude. Listen, chickens. Birds are you sick. Need chickens. I'll give you chickens. You need to eat the chickens. The rest of them could okay go.
He's a vegan. Yeah,
I am. I don't eat
chickens.
He chicken
doesn't eat chickens.
I don't eat chickens.
But he eats eggs?
He eats eggs.
I do eat
dude,
eggs.
Dude, you yeah are
I'm going
wild
to hell
for that
I'm
one.
I'm going to hell, dude.
You eat yeah them before they even become yeah the chickens?
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
That's how much he hates chickens.
I know.
He doesn't even up want them to become chickens.
His stomach is a Planned Parenthood.
Oh, no.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Next.
All right. What else we got? What yeah other animals we got?
Three more, dude.
Dude, I mean, frogs are cool.
Bro, what are you saying? Oh,
frogs are cool,
Spencer,
dude.
Bro.
Dude, Spencer's 3 years old. Dude,
frogs
did
are
you
sick.
Sharks, birds, frogs. You don't want any pets? How many
okay
frogs you even seen?
You know the pet I'm going to get.
What
I can't talk
it
about it. I can't even release it yet.
What do you mean you can't release
cats
it?
Cats, okay. Jungle
no
cats.
No, no.
Cats
oh
are sick.
Jungle cats.
No, no, no.
Are
house cats suck.
Yes.
I'm
what,
sorry.
What
those
is
are
the
very
pet that
low
he wants to get that he can't talk about? Just say it.
It's a caracal. It's a caracal
it's
cat.
It's an exotic cat.
Is that a Dumbledore? Is that like
they're
a just, fucking
they're
Harry
badass
Potter?
They're badass. They could kill you.
Oh.
They're sick.
Okay.
So fine. Jungle cats.
So
right?
A cat. You want a cat.
Yeah.
How come you cats let them off so easy on a cat that could kill you?
Here's the thing
that's
about
pretty sick. That's pretty sick.
Cats I kind of respect. Mm. I have a respect for cats.
That's the last animal I yeah thought you would respect.
No, I have a respect.
I feel like one of the reasons why is because you respect them and their ability to say, fuck
yeah
you. I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
You're not going to cancel me. Yeah. You're not going to tell me what to do. Oh, you want me to come right now? Fuck you.
They're the Dave Chappelle of animals.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Dude, they smell. Yeah. I hate cats, bro.
Yeah, but you're thinking right
yeah
about this.
Yeah.
You know
yeah
what I mean? But I'm glad we agreed that you barely could think of five that you like.
There we go.
So we don't need them all. There's some that can go. Right? Well, there's something that can
that's
go
what we got left. Birds, sharks, caracal. And there, I think you only even did four.
That's not what
I
was saying.
Think
is
you
left
got to number
I thought
five.
I was just listening.
Nah.
Animals I liked.
You didn't even put dogs on there. God
so that's,
dang,
the
bro
animal thing is a little bit over. And I think the global warming thing is a little bit overdone. I think that we don't need, you know.
Do you think we need a globe?
Do you think the earth is flat?
No. Mm. I don't think, you know, I don't think it's flat.
Do you think there's an earth at all?
Yeah, I think there's an earth. Dude, right. You know, here's the thing. Obviously, it's not flat. You know, it's a circle or whatever. A sphere. And, but like, who gives a fuck? Either way.
I kicked some girls out of my house the other day because
they thought it was flat.
Flat earth flat.
And that made, you made them want to leave?
Was anyone here? No. Right, so no. Here's what happened.
Yeah, how'd they leave?
They're like, do you think the earth is round? They're from London. Do you think the earth is round or flat? I go, you know what? I actually know for a fact there is no earth. And they're like, oh my God, finally someone's speaking our language. And I'm like,
he thought he was going to like scare him off with that. And they were like, wow, you think the right way. And by the way, 2:30 a.m., Mr. Bad Boy over here, porn star, sleeping at this point because I'm responsible.
You like, were sleeping?
Yeah. Okay. I come downstairs. He's got a harem of flat earth girls down here.
I like that.
And all the shit he talks to me about porn
dude
stars.
I like that.
No.
Dude,
by the way,
flat earthers? I like that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Are you sure? I can tell.
What's
actually
that?
Oh my God,
that?
Dude.
What's a flat earth
you brought
society
your own
mug?
Flat earth society
no
mug?
They gave me this cup. Yeah, but sure, I like, sure. I don't believe in flat earth. I think that's pretty dumb. But I like the idea of a flat earth girl because they're gullible. You can convince them anything you want. It's your G-spots in your throat. You know what I mean? Like there are things you can get a flat earth girl to do that you can't get a spherical earth girl to do. Right? Huh? So I'm with you on this harem of flat earth girl. They will believe anything, bro. Real talk.
Oh my God.
That was well played.
Oh my God.
Well played, sir.
Man.
Well
played. Here we go. I've never laughed harder on a podcast.
I think you, by the way, I think you're about to defend me in some way when I said about porn stars.
Porn stars.
And you were about to say, no, I never said.
I think you're reaching, bro.
Fuck. Damn it, I was looking
I think
for some defense.
See, that's I'm okay if you're alley-oops into the porn stars, dude. That's fine. Go through your face. How old are you?
We're not going back. 20, we're not going back 20, here.
20, yeah. 22.
Listen, 22. You worked on this show called Guy Code.
Oh, dude, years ago, yeah. Yeah, a long time ago.
How was that?
It was fun.
It was cool?
Yeah.
I have a segment here. We do segments on this show.
Okay.
We change it to bro code so we don't get copyright infringement.
Call it guy code. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Let's do a segment.
But we have this amazing graphic here that our producer Dylan made. Mike asked him why he's why he's a producer if he can make these amazing graphics.
Get it, Dylan.
I'm gonna present you with a scenario.
Go.
And you I want your advice.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like your friend's girl. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
What do you do? This happens with him a lot. He doesn't often like who I'm talking to.
Dude, I you know what? I kind of went through it and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You just got to let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I gave pushback and, you know, eventually they're going to do what they want to fucking do, man.
No.
You got to at least say how you feel and let them know up front.
Yeah. Voice it up.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, guys are going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
I set up false storylines.
Okay.
To create a major rift. And so I'll be like, I'll like create a whole play out of it.
Yeah.
Bro. Almost like a movie script that I'll make like 50 pages in my room.
Uh-huh.
And I'll read it every day when I get up. And I'm like, all right, I'll go downstairs. I'll be like, damn, bro. I saw that chick you're talking to. Is got a new man, dude, and shit. And like, I'll make up this whole play and like, I'll pit them against each other until they eventually end up fighting.
Just break.
And they break up. Wow. Yeah, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
That's
anything,
greasy.
Anything to protect the sanctity of the brotherhood.
Bro. Ah, wow.
Anything.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, none of that's true.
Yeah.
I'm only playing into the fans because fans, his last relationship, they blame me for their breakup. They're like, oh, he did it.
Did he get involved a little?
She's pretty involved.
She would also say that. You know
but it's not true, though.
But what happened? What would you say? What was your thing?
I know. We both know it was just a mutual growing apart.
Right.
It's just we're both like fire signs. All we want to do is fucking masochistically fight.
Fire signs?
Yeah, like Aries. I'm not like a horoscope guy, but I use that example for anyone who is a horoscope guy.
Right.
Even if you're a girl.
I said Firesteins, like Frankensteins.
We would just fight a lot, and we liked it, and like because we're masochists, and I like drama and conflict, and like that doesn't work,
right?
It was one of us has to buckle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, next scenario. You both like the same girl.
Okay.
You and your boy are gunning for the same chick.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you settle it?
Can't do that, man. I think you got to call it. I think you got to call it up front.
Really?
Yeah. You guys compete for the same girl.
You're not supposed to. I yield to my boys.
That's a huge violation.
It's like, you want it? Yeah. Go get it. Yeah.
You know what? How I can relate this? My brother and I have been in this scenario before.
Who won?
I did, and he got so mad at me. Remember New Year's?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It ruined my New Year's. That's how bad it got.
Okay. Hey, can we bleep this? Can you mark this? I'm going to say this name just to give you some context.
Yeah.
We were both kind of flirting with her, and I ended up getting her number, and he flipped on me.
Dude,
it's like, oh, you got daddy issues, bitch. I gotta take you down.
Did
you smash?
No.
Definitely not?
Nah. She lives somewhere not here.
But, I mean, you at least reached out.
Is it fucked up that my answer to this is best man wins?
No, because you're probably competitive, and like, to you, it's more sport than it is actual, like, you meet girl and you like her. Where like, I'm going, if he really likes her, I don't even know her yet, so I don't give a fuck.
That's like me. Dude,
if we're in Vegas and we're and it's a fucking table and it becomes like a joke, like, all right, I like this girl, I like this girl, and we're both like absurdly hitting on her in a joking fashion, but we'll see who wins. That's fine. Right. And she's kind of aware of it as well. And it's just like, we're all just goofing around having a good time. But if my boy really fucking likes a girl,
yeah,
I'm not going to squash that. If anything, I want to big him up. I'm just saying, how amazing my guy is.
Yeah.
You find out your bro's girl's cheating on him.
Oh, no, dude. You got to push her in a river.
Oh, yeah.
A lake. Yeah. I thought that my boy's girl was with somebody.
And
I followed them, but it wasn't her.
Imagine if you had pushed her in a river.
Dude, that would have been bad. That would have been really bad. But I followed them a little bit, and I was like, is this fucking bitch actually cheating on my guy? And it wasn't her. But you got to tell immediately. Yeah. That's your boy.
Yeah.
But if your boy is doing a little something,
that's a dilemma.
You're not telling your boy's girl.
No, of course not.
I mean, we know. Like, my boy's girl is always my boy's girl. Like, I tell them all that right up front. It's like, I like you, you're going to be my friend, but as long as you're with him.
Yeah, it's a loyalty thing.
The second you stop being my boy's girl, like, I don't really know you.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. What about, would you ever hook up with your boy's ex?
Nah. No, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not. No.
Why are you looking at me?
You guys do that?
No, I don't.
We just have a different definition of ex.
Oh, a guy if he fucked a girl back in the day, that's different.
No, like they dated. Like heavily. A year plus.
Like kissed on the mouth and like in public type of shit.
What if your boy gives you permission?
Oh, you gotta go. But sometimes they'll give permission because they don't want to seem insecure. Right.
Yeah.
Like it's,
but
like,
it's still going to hurt.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That was probably it.
That was it.
That was it, huh?
Who's did you fuck? He hasn't spoken since the animals. This guy is going through it, man. He is really going through it.
He's like, but if they take the sharks,
what about rabbits?
I like rabbits.
Would you take frogs back if we gave you the opportunity?
No.
That one was weird to me, dude.
I think he means psychedelic frogs. The ones that have those
properties. The ones you can lick.
Yeah. Frogs are lit, dude.
Yo,
I don't care what anybody
says. Do you think New York and New York bros follow a different set of rules than fucking...
Why? What do you...
I don't know, because
something.
Not really. I think the same way as you on a lot of things, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of, like, best man wins type shit. I'm a big, like... yielder on shit. Like,
yield.
I just don't give a fuck, dude.
Yield,
like, if
bro.
You like it, and it's so funny because sometimes, like, a guy will be like, by the way, man, I saw her first. I like her. I'm like, bro, I'm literally about to go order Shake Shack. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about this conversation already. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's, like, so much more, like, pride about girls.
And
like,
ego, too, right? It's like, dudes are validating themselves by who they sleep with. And if they they're empty. Yeah. That's when I was talking about like addiction type shit. Yeah. And we all been through those phases where we're just fucking hoeing it up big time. And like
everyone, by the way, guys and girls.
Oh, for sure.
How long do you think that phase can last before it becomes a problem?
Oh, I went through like maybe a couple different versions of it. Yeah. And I think it became a problem. It became a problem. And then like I met my girl and now I got a girl. So I don't.
Shit.
Yeah. But it's like. Maybe not a problem, but not a problem like it was an emotional issue. A problem like I'm tired in the morning because I was out late on a date drinking. Mm. Now I can't get work done.
Yeah.
So is this affecting work? This is not worth it.
Yeah, we're in a weird place with it right now too because we just both went sober because he's rolling up on a fight on this fight.
Rematch. Oh, you fighting the guy again?
Yeah.
was good. Here by the way, thanks, I watched that. You guys proved something very interesting, which was that. What makes a fight watchable is not the level of skill. Mm. It is the backstory.
Yeah.
You guys had way more viewership for that fight. Mm. I'm a huge boxing fan, like generational boxing. My dad used to like cover Ali's fights and shit like that. I like love boxing. I used to box when I was younger. And it's like, I remember watching that happen. And remember those 24/7s that would happen on
HBO? Yes.
And it's like, you guys built that yourself.
Yeah.
You guys had the outlet to the people.
Yeah.
You built up your beef. Mm-hmm. You built up the interest to it. And people watched it. And at the end of the day, a fight is the most primal way to solve anything. We don't need you to have the most perfect skills. Mm. We need you to have the backstory.
Yeah.
You know, and it was fucking, I loved seeing it happen.
It
proved like the guys that are like making these fights happen, like the UFC guys, they're not that smart. Mm. They just get a little bit more than most people. It's the backstory.
Yeah.
You know?
It's November 9th. And actually this time it's a professional fight. There's no headgear. The headgear's coming off.
What are gloves? What do you wear?
10 ounce.
Whoa.
Yeah.
At the Staples Center.
At the fucking
get
Staples
out of
Center.
Here. Yeah. When is it?
November 9th.
November 9th.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I'm going to come out if I can.
Better, dude.
So this is good. Are you... Let's see. You're in November. Have you started?
Yeah.
What do you have to get down to? What is the catch weight?
I'm at the weight. It's 200.
He's smaller than you, right?
He gained some weight, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Purposefully?
He said he was bulking, but I think it's just a classic like.
McDonald's.
I think when you eat a lot and you work out and your body, like I don't think his body is built. I don't think he's got an athletic body. He's got like a bigger frame.
Yeah.
And that's just how he fills out.
Yeah.
And we saw he turned into a meatball.
This is an easy fight for you. Like from what I saw, he's got an overhand right that's pretty quick.
Yes.
But he has nothing to follow it up
and
nothing else there. And it's like, as long as you keep distance like you did, you're jabbing and you're moving just away from the right.
The bullshit. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's the overhand right. Yep. And he's so off balance after throwing it. You almost want to bait him into throwing it.
It's because it's like, what punch would you use? I mean, we talk about this in camp, but I'm curious what you would say. What punch to counter the overhand right? Is there a...
Seems like a
I mean, there's. It depends how risky you want to take. It's like, that's...
I want to knock this motherfucker out when he winds up in here. Because by the way, I see it coming from like a mile away.
So then you throw first.
Down the
pipe? Straight right.
Yeah,
down the pipe. I mean, right. That's... Now, here's the thing.
Hey, watch out, JJ.
He throws it quick, right? Like that. That's something that I looked and I was like, okay, it's. When I say quick, I'm not talking about like Lomachenko quick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for the average person who's been maybe learning some boxing. Yep. So he actually gets it off quite quick. That's like a punch. But if you see it from a mile away, it's straight right down a pike.
Got it. He's a brawler. The thing that fucked him up.
He's got size on it. It's 100%. You're not gonna win that brawl.
The thing that fucked him up. The only thing that fucked him up was not being in shape for
the fight. And I think everyone knows that. Yeah. I think even JJ knows that. Just like the conditioning is gonna be down pat this fight.
That's all you need to worry about. Yeah. But also you have muscles and like those require oxygen. That's
what he said.
It's like the same thing that happened with Anthony Joshua, right? Everybody's like, he looks in such great shape. Why did he get so tired? It's like because when you're that big.
Hey, is there a solve for that?
You could slim up, but I wouldn't. I mean, I'm just running. I'm sure that's what your coaches are telling you.
Yeah,
are you training out here?
Yeah.
Who are you training with?
Milton Supreme is his name.
Milton Supreme. He's from New York.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he's
Shannon Briggs.
Supreme team.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. We're gonna bring Shannon on, too, to our camp.
Oh, dude. He's good at, like, hyping shit.
Oh, well.
You have no idea.
It's interesting.
Stuff that he would do.
Oh, my God.
It's interesting, though. I remember when we were in the gym one time, he said that when you knock somebody out, it's not, you're not even trying to go in and knock someone out.
It's gonna happen.
You're playing your game, and that's when you get the.
But I think you knock him out not from one shot. I think it's combination.
It's a knockdown combination thing.
Yeah, because I think from what I was watching, it was. I think you're tagging him with the jab as much as you possibly can. He'll try to time your jab. Another thing is it's faint. Mm. He tries to throw over.
For sure.
It's faint. Pop out.
Yeah.
And then just straight right down.
Hey, clip this. Watch me knock him out with that punch.
I honestly think you hit him with that punch, actually.
I think once or twice.
In the fight. But I think what you're going to do is you're going to hit him with the straight right. It's going to stun him a little bit. And he's going to be a little tired. Hook. And once his hands are down, you just start teeing off. Yeah. That's what I would.
Is there a Vegas bet you can make where you can guess what punch the knockout happens with? I guarantee it. But you should bet. It's probably 13,000 to 1.
I bet
you probably bet $10. You probably win $130K on it.
But you got to be careful too, because now you got no headgear and you got the little gloves
for sure.
So it's like you could get tagged
for sure. Yeah, for sure. No, I've been watching fights my whole life. I mean, like I've watched tons of fighters talk rampant amount of shit and then just get fucking pummeled because at the end of the day, it's a fight. Like anything can happen.
What's your background in like athletics?
I did MMA in high school for 4 years. And I did wrestling and football.
Yeah. You have a build that could be wrestling.
I tried to get him to do a cage fight. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Because he shouldn't do it.
Do you follow MMA at all?
A little bit. Yeah.
I'm trying to get one fight in the UFC after this, exhibition bout.
I thought they spoke to you about that.
It's been like this weird, like
back and forth shit,
like phone tag type situation where we see each other, talk about each other on the media. I'm talking about like Dana will say something and I'll say something.
You should fight CM Punk.
I want to so
you
bad.
You would wash him.
I know. I don't think he will. I think he got
embarrassed his
pretty pretty bad. I don't think he's gonna come back.
Yeah,
but it needs to be someone who's not like a fucking killer.
Yeah, if that happens. Let me know, because do you know who Israel Adesanya is?
Mm-mm.
Stylebender?
Oh, yeah.
So that's a buddy of mine, and he should definitely come into camp.
Oh, sick. Because
he's just this great personality. It would build things so well, and he's about to bust Robert Whittaker's ass in October. So
we'll
build that up. That'll be good.
That'll be fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, here, let's do the next one.
Oh, I'm hyped.
It's going to be sick, bro. It's
going to
be
fucking
fun. Yeah, that'll be good.
Being in L.A. this year, whew.
You and your homie are talking to two girls. Your friend is trying to close the hottie. Her friend is not so hot.
Oh, shit. Ah,
the classic grenade situation. Pull the pin.
Your friend is trying to close the hottie. What do you do in that situation?
Oof.
That's always a tough one. I don't know. Just kind of ask her about her life.
I do?
How far are you willing to go, by the way?
I mean, I'll have conversations about their life.
But that's it, though, because by the way.
Oh, am I going to have sex with them? No, I'm
because,
not.
Because I don't do the grenade shit either.
Yeah.
I will not do it. And I hate to say that because I feel like a shitty friend.
Yeah, no.
But
no.
I will not take the grenade because that's what they're, by the way, a lot of times it's incumbent on that. They're like, yo, you are only, like a girl has literally said to me, you are only having sex with me tonight if we're able to have a sleepover because your friend is hooking up with my friend, Melissa, who, by the way, has fucking cupcakes hanging out of the corner of her mouth, dude. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I don't want to do that to my friend. Like,
here's the thing about a grenade, though. If somebody doesn't jump on it, it kills both people.
No, 100%.
Because this is the problem.
He's back, baby.
I'm back.
He's fucking back.
Let the kid have Let him have his frogs. Yeah. Give him his fucking frogs.
Let's give me the frogs.
Give him his
frogs. No, but for real, if somebody doesn't take the grenade, then usually what happens, I'm speaking from experience. I've seen this before. As the grenade goes, blows up the friend, you're both done.
1,000%.
You're both done.
1,000%. And she becomes that girl that Call Her Daddy has talked about so many times that is only doing it because her friend wanted her to, when in reality, she's really not. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked about this scenario where, have you ever been in a scenario where, say it's just you and there's a girl and her friend. Okay. And you're trying to close the girl and the friend is like, stop, Samantha, we have to go home. You said you have to wake up in the morning. You have church. You got to do. And the girl's like literally gotten to a point where she's like, yo, can you please stop? Like, I really want this and you're actually fucking it up.
Yeah.
The Call Her Daddy girls have said that more times than not, it's a conversation that's already happened between the girl that you're trying to hook up with and the other girl to try to get her out of the situation.
Yo, do you think that's why Louis C.K. just whipped out his dick?
Because he was tired of the back and forth?
Yeah. He's just like,
but you can't do it. You can't just whip out cocks. Dude, we just had this. Who just brought this up the other day?
What?
About the dick coming out. Chanel West Coast. Her friend just whipped out.
No more whipping out dicks, guys. You got to be a little strategic.
You remember when you could take the try at it.
Yeah.
And then it was either like, oh, well, I am a fan of that. Or it was like, yo, you've overstepped boundaries and we're no longer. Now, dick whipped out.
You remember?
We're a little bit older.
You should be able to whip your dick out in your home.
Oh, with
if it's my home, my dick.
Back in the 1920s, we could whip our dicks out anywhere.
If it's your home, if it's your place, you should be able to do whatever you want in your place. Now, listen, if she goes, no, I'm not interested in that, you have to respect the no. But again, it's no means no. Say no.
But my question is, what's the intent with the dick whip? How has it ever been effective?
Put the cards on the table, dog.
Yes. No, yes.
Put the cards on the table.
I'll tell you.
You know a good move, dog? A good move. This is a fun one. If you're hard and it's like in your pants, but your shirt is covering it, sometimes you just pull that shirt.
Adjust
up.
The shirt.
You just show,
old school adjust
show
the shirt.
The fucking pistol,
see, here's,
bro.
Here's my let them know this is packing. This is 2010 to 2014 shit.
Dude.
It's gone now. But these things. And another question: does home ownership also transfer to car ownership?
Bro, shut the fuck up.
No. Let me finish this thought.
No.
Because the amount of times I have done the 2000, it doesn't.
Definitely not.
The most times I've done the 2014 dick whip has been in
especially
like,
if you're driving Uber.
It's more about the.
That's a different focus.
It's more about the jurisdiction.
I see what you're
home doing. It's your home. You can be however you want in your home. Like a girl can't get upset if you're walking around in your underwear in your home.
Yeah,
it's
but what about when the underwear comes off, though?
The underwear comes off. She's like, listen, I'm not into that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so sorry.
Listen, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
Do you make the same sound that you make when you almost hit another white person in the grocery store?
Which is,
I am so sorry.
Oh,
and they're and they're,
I didn't see you there.
It's like OPE.
Sorry.
Yeah, where can they find your comedy special?
Bro, all my stand-up, everything on YouTube. YouTube.com/TheAndrewSchultz. Just type in Andrew Schultz. We got hours of stuff out there, and you can find all that there. All
right, cool. And Instagram?
Andrew Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z in both of them. Same with Twitter.
Yeah. All right, cool. I want to do audio only right now. It's this, but audio only. We're going to have some more fun with Andrew. Spotify and iTunes. Check us out there. Thank you guys for listening to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Peace. Yo, this was a wild
Thank
one,
you guys.
Bro.
That was fun.
No, we got audio.
I got bad news.
Stay
though.
With us.
We're still going, bro.
Yeah, oh, cool. Just no cameras
so,
now.
So,
let's stay close to the mic. But you could just make dumb.
Oh, we are going right now. No, like, okay. Can I shoot one text or?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's
fine.
I'm sure we could hold a conversation.
Only if you tell us who you're texting. I saw Joe Rogan, dude. I was looking over your shoulder.
Oh shit!
Texting Joe.
He's like, they're not that good, man. Don't worry.
No, I think Joe said you were good.
No, civilian.
Define the business. I thought those were my.
Are you talking about boxing?
Yeah, I think Joe said you were good. I remember them saying that he thought you were good.
I ran into him outside of the Laugh Factory. And,
I remember.
And he came up to me. He said, "Man, a lot of people yelled at me because I said you were a good fighter. A lot of people were mad at me about that." I'm like, bro, if my name comes out of your mouth, people are gonna be mad at you. Like,
yeah,
that's just how it works. But yeah.
Yeah. You know what would be a power move is having him announce the fight.
I would legitimately give the remaining 85% of my right testicle to make that happen. I would. Yeah. I would, swear to God.
85%
left. Yeah, gone. I don't need it.
He's missing 15.
Of what?
Gone. Testicles.
Like you got 15% of your testicle taken from the splitting things?
No.
From a chair.
Close. A chair. Yeah, sort of. I did the splits. I jumped off a table and was in the split position and landed on a chair.
Happenstance.
The back seat of a chair.
That's horrible.
You didn't see that when you jumped off?
You have it on film, don't you?
I do, but you can't tell. This was a time when I didn't understand physics as much as I do now. Like, simple physics. And by the way, I had this conversation with my dad. I'm going to teach my fucking kids about physics so they know before they go running down a cement driveway and it's just rained outside, it's going to be slippery.
Yeah,
like, I was never taught this. Mm. And so the table had it was one post in the middle of a circular table. So when I jumped, the Bugs Bunny thing happened.
Yeah. And it wobbled. Yeah. So you didn't go as far as you wanted to go.
Nope.
And they cut off a piece of your testicle?
Took it off. It was a 3-inch hematoma. 3-inch hematoma. Oh, so they removed it. It was dead.
I'm sorry. I thought the testicles are kind of like an egg where it's just water in the middle.
No. They're tubes, little tiny tubes that make up the testicle, and you can just shave off 15%.
Oh wow!
Wait, were we talking about produces? The vas deferens?
Those are the tubes, correctly, right? Yes, I think the vas deferens make up the testicle. I'm looking at testicle
your
makeup.
Your background in medical science is starting to show, Andrew.
Yeah, that was great. Vas
deferens. That's why you got to trust me about these animals.
What percent? What percent can you lose before it's not producing?
That's the thing,
bro. You could probably be at 5 to 10 before you're really? Still. Yeah.
So it's like a liver.
Here, check it out.
You only need one, yeah. Tom Green only got one.
So testicle, see, it's just collecting tubules.
Is it true you need?
Okay, this makes sense.
Wow.
Okay, and then so you had a few of those.
Yeah, and they just shaved right off.
But it's okay because the other ones are going to, and it's still producing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, both of them are.
Okay. I like how the guy doing this vector image made the ball sack wavy. Like he didn't.
He wrinkled it?
Yeah, he wrinkled it. He's like, I gotta make this realistic.
Damn.
Wow.
We're just looking at dicks now. At this point, I thought the conversation ended.
This could be the thickest dick sound we've ever had.
Because it's caused visual. So. It's got visuals.
But yeah.
But yeah, that happened, man. You ever have any traumatic injuries like that?
To testicles?
Not. I don't know. Just talk about injuries in general.
I've had a couple concussions.
You play sports?
Yeah. Had a couple concussions, but nothing that crazy, man. No.
Man, must be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
No, that's
sorry
cool.
I had to go through.
Nah, it's fine. You can't tell.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't know until you told me right now.
I knew immediately.
First time I met him.
I saw his biceps. This kid's down 15%.
Yeah,
down 15%. It's like a Dow Jones.
That's cool. That's cool, guys. I'm glad you think this is funny.
Damn, oh shit, bro.
What's that? What? Oh, we have a segment called Facts with Spencer.
It's the best, dude.
Oh,
wow. It's the best.
And Spencer said
he totally forgot.
He has a lot of facts.
Yeah, I got some good ones.
I can't wait for this one.
Why don't you just give us the good stuff, huh? Right.
What's the Ariana Grande thing?
Yeah, so we got Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 over lookalike model in ads. $10 million she's suing him.
Okay.
Okay, I want you guys to look at this image, though, because...
Okay, let me see.
That's the lookalike right there, bro.
But Ariana Grande doesn't even look like herself.
$10 million. She's trying to get a $10 million bag.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, she's makeup and like tanning and fake eyelashes and all these things. So it's like, how can you claim an image? It's like when LeBron was like, "Taco Tuesday I'm gonna trademark Taco Tuesday." It's like, are you out of your fucking mind? You got to be out of your fucking mind. Think that you can trademark Taco Tuesday.
I said the same thing. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. That one's weird, and that's a great point. What does Ariana Grande look like?
We don't know.
Yeah, she's probably really pretty.
She's probably really pretty.
She's very childlike to me. I find it weird. Mm. I find it a little pedophilic.
Mm.
Like, if guys are into it, because I know she's over 20 or whatever, but she looks like she's 15.
14.
14. Yeah, so it's like, I can't.
It is weird.
It's weird, right?
It is.
It's fucking weird.
She's got the long ponytail and shit.
10 mil
it's
on that?
Weird. 10 mil.
Wow.
She's going for a 10 mil bag.
Nah, dude.
God knows she needs it, right?
Bullshit. And isn't Forever 21 bankrupt, too? Yeah. All of them are bankrupt.
Oh, that's shady.
Wow.
Just let them have it.
She's just, while they're going down, ship is sinking. Might as well loot it.
Yeah.
Walmart curbs ammunition sales.
Saw that.
Calls for stronger background checks. So, they're no longer selling handgun ammunition, and you can't bring your weapon into Walmart anymore.
What's your guys thinking on the gun stuff?
Who's going?
Well, that's a deep one.
We're pretty aligned on it. I think I'll speak for myself. I'm cool with people owning guns. I think in short, I don't think there needs to be as much heavy riflery.
Right.
I don't think there needs to be extendo clips.
Right.
And I think there needs to be a little bit more background and mental health checking. Like, yeah, for example, the one thing that always fucked with me the most was the guy, the Las Vegas shooter.
Yeah.
Was able to purchase like 34 like long range rifles over the course of like 6 months. To me, that seems a little overkill.
Yeah.
I have started to come around to a little of it. The more guests that we have on the show, that's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that while we're all like getting fat and just like telling Mexicans they can't come into our country,
yeah,
China's weaponizing, like it's about to go down and shit. And so like a part of me is like, damn, it would be kind of dope to have maybe one AR.
Right.
But I just, like the 32 ARs, like I'm starting to like, yo, why the fuck do you need that with the big round drum on it?
The China thing is, I mean, I want to get back to the gun thing, but the China thing's interesting because, like, do you remember that one child policy China had for a minute?
Yeah. So weird. We talked about that on this show before.
Yep. Yeah, what the fuck? So for a while, it was you only got to have one kid. And they were all making sure it was men because, you know, men were going to be the breadwinners in the household, et cetera. You needed something to, like, support the family, right? So they would just abort the chicks. And so there's this whole generation of Chinese kids that were born male and don't have any women to fuck, right? Is there any country more ready for war than a country that has an entire generation of men who won't have a woman to start a family with?
Damn.
Or by the way, to have sex with at all, to get that off your mind.
Yeah, just like, blow some steam off.
Yes.
So like, if they're thinking that far ahead with shit, they're like, oh, we're about to go to war? All right, just make sure there's a bunch of guys ready to risk it all because they got nothing to lose.
Done.
I mean, they've been on that.
Now, who knows if that's there? Yeah. I'm just saying it throws it out.
How many of them are there?
They have the largest standing army in the world. They have the largest standing army in the world.
We don't know if that's army. How many.
No. China is the largest.
You don't think a few of them could have been counted twice? That's why I feel like it's hard to like say that they're the exact same one.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I'm saying? If they're like, we got 2 billion, it's like, you sure? You know what I mean? We got 4 last names. You know what I mean? You could confuse a few people. They could have like 50 million people. Really, they could. That's a total possibility that they got 50 million. So it is what it is. But the gun shit is weird because like, if you look anywhere, that there's no country that has freedom of speech and doesn't have guns. Like, we're the only one that has freedom of speech. Even Canada does not have freedom of speech, it has freedom of expression, right? In England, you get arrested for a tweet, right? So it's like, there is a correlation. People like to act like there's not, but there is a correlation between getting to say whatever fuck you want and owning a gun.
I don't know what that is.
Just
the Constitution in general. We have a Constitution that we have a country that is built upon a document that if you challenge, you will be
bodied. Let's go.
Okay, like people are not, and like literally, like you're like, yeah, but yeah, but this was made for muskets, and people are like, listen, here's how much more musket talk I'm willing to fucking hear from you. Do you want me to smack the shit out of you, or should I go get my AR?
Yeah.
Like literally, like it's, and people are willing to fucking die for. And by the way, and by the way, that's been great for a long time.
That's all the musket talk
I'm willing to fucking hear from
just
you.
Just loading that banana clip. Keep going. Tell me about that musket.
Yeah, fucking drum with 900 fucking bullets in
all right,
dude.
All right, I got a good one, guys. This is big news. Teenage boy goes blind after existing on Pringles, white bread, and French fries.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Diet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Youngin', dude.
What?
Mm-hmm. Blind.
Yeah, so he first visited a doctor at age 14 complaining of tiredness. This is from a doctor report. So, dude, he's blind.
Because he ate Pringles, white bread, and what?
Yeah. And
French fries.
And French fries.
Sounds like it might have been Dr. Seuss put out that report.
A lot of starch.
And so, yeah, he occasionally had processed meat and sausage as well. Fuck. Never ate anything else.
All right, but come on. Let's fucking be honest, dude. Listen to the things you just named.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was on like a diet where he only ate like a cup. Like you just named the worst things of life.
Yeah.
What were they again? Pringles, sausage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Processed meat.
But how does it make you blind, though? That's what's kind
of
crazy.
Out of all the side effects.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Are we sure this isn't like some sort of genetic?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
How did they say
that? No. He was good. He was Gucci, man. And then he just walked in at 17. He's blind.
Ugh. Is it potentially that exact concoction if you
eat? Because, by the way, if so, sue the fuck out of Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can you, though?
If they make you blind?
I mean, but if that's all you eat. But I agree. Because if you
if there's no side effect that tells me Pringles are going to make me blind, I'm suing them.
Because if all you ate was broccoli, you'd probably be chilling. Right?
Probably.
But that's another conversation that comes up all the time, too, about the difference between personal responsibility and brand responsibility and telling you about side effects. It's like... Like, they'll put out a new pill, and they'll be like, I don't think we're going to have to say that this makes people's feet fall off. Because,
right.
And then somebody gets it, and they're like, honey, it says take two, but I'm going to take 40 tonight. Is that cool? And honey's like, yeah, sure, go for it, Jimmy. He takes 40, and they're like, honey, my feet fell off. But the brand never said it, so they sue him. But it's not the brand's fault. You're just a fucking
idiot
moron.
Yeah, he probably could potentially get a bag out of it. But did you see that George Janko actually posted this on his story? He was at DQ and they had a sign on the register saying, you know, by law, you know, we have to state that some of the products on the menu cause cancer.
Wait, of course.
Like,
Prop 63.
They had a big ass sign on it.
Wait, really?
What doesn't cause cancer?
That's your first time seeing. Bro, when you walk through any hall, there are hallways in the California that you walk through and it says this hallway causes
of course,
cancer.
But it gets to the point where it's interesting because our food is doing that. You know, it used to be like cigarettes and it used to be all this stuff. It's like, what are they putting in this food, bro?
It's a treat. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, if you ever go to Europe and just like eat everything that you would normally eat here,
you're chilling.
You'll just lose weight. It's the weirdest thing. And it's just like, weird, right? What the fuck are we eating? Chilling. Like, I cut out bread and refined sugar. After being in Europe, I was in tour in Europe for whatever that sentence is for 2 weeks, and I was eating like shit, smoking, drinking. And I felt fucking amazing, and I came back. I was like, "What is going? Like, what's the deal?"
It's the food,
and dude, it's the food. Yeah. It's just you just 100%. Can't. Now listen, I don't blame them for doing this. You got 300 million people to feed. It's a lot of people, bro.
Yeah,
you got to figure out how to do it.
It's a giant cafeteria.
Yeah. Listen,
chicken patties.
That's it. Mm. The rich people are going to eat the organic, nice stuff. And then the poor people are going to have to eat.
Yeah. Pringles. I'm at Erewhon every day. Dang. It's like, I feel spoiled. Yeah. Erewhon?
What's Erewhon?
That's a what?
Brought it up earlier. He's from New York.
You're going to fall in love, dude. You're going to fall in love.
It's like a cracked out Whole Foods, bro.
It's a
grocery store?
Yeah. It's like 10 steps above Whole Foods.
Okay.
Like, if you're balling, you're there.
They don't even consider it a grocery store. It's a grocer. They're not fucking around, dude. But it's a proprietorship.
It's nowhere spelled backwards.
Can I eat animals there, or it's just
yeah.
And by the way,
oh, it's like the highest quality.
It's a budget thing to me.
That's the thing, though.
You want to find
a girl? See, this is my thing, man.
That's a spot.
It is. It's a good spot, but that's my thing. It's like, I'd rather spend the $20 a meal now than like $40,000 on a hospital bill replacing my left testicle.
You got insurance.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
He's not wrong. It's an investment.
Yeah, put in that
it's
money,
an investment.
Bro. Put that premium fuel in the tank, dog.
Facts.
Yeah, my car's still running. That 2006 Buick's kicking,
dog. I would say
dog.
Synthetic oil as opposed to premium fuel. Like, you're putting in that good shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any other facts?
I can.
No,
if you want to keep going.
Sure. Yeah, right. What else you got?
Last one, Apple patents watch band that could ID you from your wrist. So from your skin. It can read your skin and say, yo, this is you. This
so
is Logan
Paul. So if anybody
Paul,
tries
boom.
To steal your shit, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like those guns that only you can shoot.
Oh.
I dig that.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's an interesting tie-in to the gun conversation.
Yeah, the electronic.
Because this technology is coming out.
Question
Apple's
for
patenting.
You. How often do you have to recheck in? Because my question is, You're a veteran porn star.
Ooh.
And you get it fixed on your wrist and it gets to know your skin. But then as we know,
you turn into a lizard.
Turn into a fucking gecko. You become a reptile and then
full fucking circle. Really. All right. I have to go try to sell my cool bus. You see that bus right there?
Yeah.
I have a lady that might know some people that might want to buy it.
How much?
I'm asking for $100,000.
For the bus?
Easy chance.
Have you seen the inside?
No, you gotta show me.
I mean, it's a cool bus.
West
man.
Coast Customs.
It's a cool bus, bro.
Yeah, it is decked out.
But
legally you can whip your dick out in it too.
Truth, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's like 20K
well?
More on the price point.
Yeah.
Oh. Sign on the door.
Andrew, thanks again for coming on, bro.
For sure, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We'll see you next time. Take it easy.
Peace.
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.